Again, Rashi. Yisharas le'lamatik oslam evelish shemashke. V'chiv on diyo mechashiv le'i heavy mashke. Hey, since now when you're squeezing out the juice, if your kavoner is to drink the juice of the pomegranates, you're machshiv the juice now, so therefore yechayiv u'mechayiv, and yechayiv mishom schita. Avu b'pegoyim, what does the Mishnah Braisa say you're about to squeeze out plums? Is leka le'mechish. And the Braisa is talking about the whole Braisa, you're squeezing out these fruits only lamatik, lent Rashi, just to make the pre itself taste sweet. You don't want it for kavona to drink the juice. The only kavona is to make the pera sweet. Still, it's mutter. Why? Dien odim oisoy salamashka. He's by plums and by quinces and by crib apples, since nobody, we don't know anybody that does it for the purpose of the juice. So therefore, if you do it for the purpose of lamate capri, to make the pre itself taste sweet, you just don't want the juice inside the pre, it's mutter. And the Rabbanon don't make any xeris. By shanking, by reminding, by pomegranates. Even though your kavana now is just lamatic, to make the pomegranate taste sweet. That's why you're squeezing out the juice. Still, with the Rabbanon, it's also to make this chita. Why? Because we're afraid, maybe you'll change your mind, and you'll do it l'shem mashka. You'll do it for the purpose of enjoying the drink. And since there is somebody that does it, that's why we're chashish. So this is the kitzur Rashi's pshat. The Rashi learns that any fruit there is, even though it's not a derech to squeeze out the juice, if you decide now to squeeze out the pear before its juice, most you take an apple, a crab apple even, or plum, and on Shabbos you decide to squeeze it out for its juice, according to Rashi, it's also. That's this teretz of Reb Chisdom. Anytime you squeeze out the juice, your machshiv, the juice to you, is choshiv, and that's called mefarik. Where does the Braita say it's mutter? Only by plums and by quinces and by yozardin, where you're squeezing it out now, not for the kavana to drink the juice. You don't want the juice right now. You only want to squeeze out these peris to make the pre itself taste good. That's called the mate kaperi. So therefore, that's mutter, because then the mashka that comes out, since most people don't squeeze it out, it doesn't have a shem mashka on the juice that comes out. Therefore, there's no issur mefarik. Like we were saying before, the yisayda mefarik of this issur schita, and really we'll see later Gemara in the next Amid, that says midiraisa, the only time you chayif and schita is if you squeeze out olives or grapes. Why dafke zeitzim v'yanovim? As we said before, the yisayda of the malachas dash, which this mefarik is a told of dash, is when you have the wheat in its shift. You have a raw piece of wheat in the shift. And now dash means you go to knock on the wheat to separate the seeds, the kernels, from the shift. So we look at it, before you separate it, it's not called an oichel yet, it's not edible yet, like. Now when you separate, you're taking out the kernels, now it's considered you're making an oichel. So dash means you're taking out an oichel from something else, like you're making one thing from another thing. That's the melechas dash. Suadin by mefarik now, when you have this zayis v'yanovim, a grape is called an oichel. When you squeeze out the grapes for the juice, the mashka, since most people drink like grape juice or wine, and they drink the oil, so that's called a mashka. So it's considered now, you made a mashka from an eichel. You took out mashka from an eichel, that's mefarik. You're separating one thing from another thing. That's doima, the taking out the kernels of the wheat from the shift. Mashen came by stam peris, that are not oimit for the mashka. So stam an apple is called an apple. The juice that comes out of an apple, rove people don't drink the juice. So what's the pshat that the juice comes out? It's not considered a mashke, is something new. It's considered part of the apple. It's like you cut the apple in half, you have two parts of the apple now. You have the apple and you have the juice that came out of the apple. Therefore, midiraisa, there's no issur schita on sha peris. Because sha peris, the juice that comes out of the fruit, is not choshev enough to give it a shem mashke. It's not called something separate. The yikah, the pri, is the fruit. Now, isum juice came out now, that's only considered part of the fruit. So Rashi learns, even though Rashi learns midrabbanan though, any time you squeeze out the fruit, with you have kavana to drink the juice, you're squeezing out apples, amnas to make apple juice. So Rashi learns it's awesome, mishum schita. Why? Because since you're machshiv, since you have das to drink this juice, you're being machshiv, it has mashkin, so mele it's called, you're curating a mashke from an eichum, that's called mefarik, that's called sold of dash. You're separating a mashke from an eichum. Mashenken, if you squeeze out the peris, not for the kavana to drink the juice. You're just squeezing out the peris for kavana to make the pre itself taste sweet. Like there's too much juice now in this plum. There's too much juice in the crab apple. So you're squeezing out the juice to make the peri taste better. So then we say you don't have any We're not talking about the pasta in the mikveh with shleisha lugim shuvim. lo huskaru shloisha lugim ela b'mayim shuvim. That we need shloisha lugim, that's only a locha by mayim shuvim. Avul sham mashkin loy pasle yelimkem nishtane mara hamikve ayidein. Or the mashka only passes the mikveh if the mikveh changes colors because of it. Weiter sagt immer auf Poperoma, Mishum Dehewe, Dove, Shein Oise, Mimenu, Mikvah, Lechatchila. The reason why this beach juice passes the mikvah is not the pshat that it has a Shein Mashke. As a Popol, even if it's not called a Mashke, it could also pass the mikvah. Why? Because anything that Metchila, you can't make a mikvah from, like you can't make a mikvah from beach juice, so now if it comes into the mikvah and changes the Mara, it passes the mikvah. So the more of a whole dove shein oisin mimenu mikvah lechatchilam poiseles a mikvah b'shinu mara. And so b'chal there's no raya from Reb Chisda. So drasher popiro matayim of the taradin lav mishum cheshivusay diyachshivinuhu. You have no raya here if you're machshiv the juice. It's called the mashke. Uliyoylam I'll tell you lav mashke ninu. It's not considered juice. I've heard the masel. Why is it possible? Mishum b'chol dove shein oisin mimenu mikvah sheinu mayim. Anything that you can't make a mikvah from, anything that's not like water or ice or snow, you can't make a mikvah from it. So if it comes into a kosher mikvah and it changes the color of the mikvah also becomes possible. So the Gemara Tanan Hosom, we learned in the Mishnah Mikvahs, no for the yayin oichoy mitzumoichol. If into a kosher mikvah there fell wine or vinegar, or moichel, means the juice that comes out of the olives, v'shino marav posel, and it changes the color of the mikvah, yishno dalochri, the mikvah becomes posel. So the Gemara man tana, who's this tana, the moichel mashkehu, that the juice that comes out of the olive is also considered a mashke. Is the havamina now, is the same havamina we had before, that you can only posel a mikvah with the shino mara if it's mashke. If it has to have a shei mashke, then it goes in and changes the color, it's posel. But if it's not called a mashke and it goes into the mikveh, it doesn't pass on the mikveh. So for the Gemara, who's this tana that holds that the juice that comes out of the olive has a shei mashke on it? Omer Abaye Rabbi Yaakov, it goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The tanya will learn, Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Moichel is this juice that comes out of the olives, Hareyu Kamashke. Really, it's called a mashke, it's called like water. Oy Bazoi, it should be Mekabel Tumah. Why is the loch of that the olive juice, the first juice that comes out? It's Torah, it's not Makabel Tumah. What's the reason? The fee shayna reitzah b'kiyumay. It's a new svara because somebody not reitzah b'kiyumay. You don't want it to exist. Like you throw it away right away. So this mashke is not choshev. But really, it's called mashke. Reb Shimon Aymanot. Meichel ainu kemashke. I tell you, the juice that comes out of the olives is not considered like a mashke. Omat says, therefore, it's very good. Why stop makabel tumah? Say after Shimon. Obizoyu matam omru meichel ayotzim ikol beisabam. Why is halacha that the juice that comes out of the olives from the olive press is not the oil itself, but your juice is tummy. I why is it tummy according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds the juice that comes out of the olive is not considered a mashke. Eter says the fi sheyev shaloi beloy tichsuche shemen. Because the juice that comes out the shasta press when you're making the olives, there has to be some oil inside the juice. Therefore, machmash the shemen is makabel tumah. Because shemen is called a mashke. For the Gemara Kopon and my benayah, what's the nafkumina between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shimon? According to both of them, the beginning of the moichel is not makabel tumah. The end of the moichel is yeh makabel tumah. So what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the wisdom of machlekes? And the Gemara Ike benayah, they all say boser itzitzah. Now, if Gemina is the juice that comes out after it started to get heated up, and it was dochku zezen, it started to press them, and it's about to start giving off the olive, at that point, hey, that juice that comes out then is not holich liibut, like you want that juice, but still there's no shemen involved. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is makabel tumah, because it's called mashke, it's not holich liibut. Mashenkin, according to Rav Shimon, since it's not called a mashke, you only metame because there's shemen. Here at this point, there's no shemen yet. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Nochto teich Rashi shal mikvah yayin eichoy mitzvay moichel. Vuhu kemin mayim, it's like water, v'zav min azesim. It comes out of the olives. The gimel minim yeshbo, there are three different types of moichel. Kisher toinin mitchilo, v'moatan lizchamim, ulizbashar meleim. Moichel zav mehem, the juice comes out of it. Vud solo kamayim. At the beginning, it's very clear water. Later, when the olives stay a few days, they have pressure one upon the other. The juice against us coming out. That's a little bit getting close to be like oil. And then later, when they press it, even after you have the olive, the oil comes out, you press it again, some more juice comes out. So the more man time of the meichel mashku, kasalka daitis again, same happened mina. Die mikva nifsel elai de mashke, vafilo bishina marun. It's only at the mashke that the mikva becomes possible. Betchila, tinosa shos esim. Mako beisabal yachash in iskak shimoni alef neschitosi. That's after the schita. Is my benayel zatrashi, but my pligo heil vatavayu moide du meichel yoitze betchila torah. For Yitzchak Yaakov Beis Abad is Tommy at the end. Be'ezu Meichel Nechlekum. Lamar Havi Mashke B'Tommy Lamar Tznat. Teretziz Diyosi Bosi Yitzchum. Le'yachas Shiskilu Leschamin. After it started to get a little hot. V'dochu Zeh and then the grape, the olives pressured one the other. V'nishto Akeim Yomim. Then that juice that comes out, you want Nichu with it. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is Mekabel Tumah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, since there's no oil there, it's not Mekabel Tumah. By the rov of Rama Zati Gemara named Mishrim David Dovish Ein Oisin Emeno Mikvah Who Poisel Es HaMikvah Bishin Amara. Like we said before, Rav holds no, I'll tell you this goes according to everybody, even according to Reb Shimon, that holds that the juice that comes out of the olives does not have a Shein Mashke, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Why does it pass the Mikvah then if it changes the color of the Mikvah? That there it is, the pass the Mikvah doesn't have to have a Shein Mashke. Now anything that you can't make a Mikvah from, anything that's not water and ice, if it comes into the mikveh and changes the color of the mikveh, it passes the mikveh. Doesn't have to have a dimashka, any shinomara passes the mikveh. So the more vayta. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Soichet Odom Eshkoil Shalanovim L'toich HaKedera. A person on Shabbos, Poshis talking about Shabbos, even though some of our Shemar is talking about Yontif, that's the Rach Shita. Bako Ponim Poshil Alocha is talking about Shabbos. That a person is allowed to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos with a new heter, since you're doing it l'teircha kedera, as you're squeezing out the grape juice into food. Kedera means a pot that has food inside, like onto the meat. You want to squeeze out the juice of the grapes into meat. That's mutter. Avolo l'teircha kara, but you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice into an empty kara, because then what's in the kara is empty. It's just the juice. So that's called you creating juice from the grapes. That's the Yissa Mefarek, that's the Yissa Shchita. So Drashi, L'toyech HaKedera, Drashi Shel Tavshel, if there's food inside the pot, L'saknoi, you're putting this grape juice into it to make it taste good. To Mucho Milsa, we see your Kavanah is, D'lav L'mash Keboila, you're not doing it for Kavanah to drink the juice. Ela L'oichel, you're doing it to make the food taste good. V'yezakrashi, what's the heter? V'yein zeh derech prikosoi, that's not derech to mafarik. V'yevei kemafrid oichel mei oichel. It blives like you're separating food from food. Like we were mentioning before. The yitza mafarik tchit is only if you're creating, making something new like it wasn't here before. You're making a mashke, a juice, out of a grape, out of a fruit that wasn't here before. So if you squeeze out the grapes to drink the juice, or put it into an empty glass that you have juice, that's also mashenkim, because considered you made mashke from an oichel. But if you pour it, you squeeze it out straight into an oichel, we look as if it's oichel to oichel. Whereas the juice that's coming out, now since it's going into an oichel, it's going to end up in the oichel, it has a din oichel to it right now. It's considered right now like an oichel. Therefore, you're separating oichel from oichel, it's like you cut the grape in half. That is no issa mefarik. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizdo, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmat, from Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Din, we learn that Chay Levodim Eiz L'Teich Hakadeirom Heisan Shabbos Yilada Milk, a goat, to get milk L'Kadeirom. If you put the milk straight into a food, it's mutter. Avol L'Teich Hakara, and now let him milk it into an empty pitcher, an empty plate, because then you're making a mashke. But if you milk the milk, if you milk the goat, that the milk goes straight into Gedera, straight into the food, that's mutter. Why? Alma Kesava, we see Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul holds, Mashke Habol Oichel, anytime you're putting the juice straight into an Oichel, straight into the food, Oichel Hu. the juice itself does not have a shame mashku on it. No, the juice has a shame oichel on it. And male does no issue mafarik. It's called you're separating food from food. That's mutter. Rashi avolot terakaru. Right, Almud Rashi midukom mesoichel terakderu k'sabram hachot. See this svara. Good. So what's nagei for this heter poshet we paskin like a Yehuda Mashmuel that it's mutter to squeeze out the juice. And even grapes, which is an issur d'oraisam, but if you squeeze it out to put the juice straight into an eichel, that's mutter. So posh the machaber pasken like Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and that's lamaisa. No, the rach shita we'll see later is mechulak and he holds no. He holds the man yomim later with Yechin and dingzach and Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and he holds also to squeeze out the juice, even if you have kavonim to put it onto eichel. So the machaber says if you want to be machmir like the rach shita, it's fable of brochim. So the chumra, that chum is only we were to shout to an issi d'raisa. If you come to squeeze out grapes, will be an issi d'raisa. Maybe there is a tzad to be machmer. Mashenkin on char peiris that the squeezing it out is only midrabonim. The chumra could be semach lahokil at this halacha that if you squeeze out the juice into a food straight like onto fish, we'll soon see the practical answer is if you want to get lemon, put lemon into your tea on Shabbos. So stamazoy you're not allowed to squeeze out the lemon on Shabbos, even though it's not a derech so much to squeeze out the lemon for juice. But the Mishnah Berurah says already that b'zman hazeh people do make lemonade, they do squeeze out the lemon just for the juice. So therefore it's also to squeeze out the lemon to get lemon juice on Shabbos. But the yetzer is, take a spoon full of sugar, take a teaspoon full of sugar, and squeeze out the lemon juice into the sugar. So it's called you're squeezing out the juice into an eichel. So now this lemon doesn't have a shem mashke, the juice is called an eichel. And eichel matech eichel is mutter. So that's as the Mishnah Berurah says, you could be mekel and do this lamaisa. And since squeezing out lemons anyway is only asum the rabbonim, and here we are squeezing out into an eichel, it's called mashke habola eichel, it's koichel dami. So there's no issum afar. That's a practical case, how to squeeze out the lemon. Who would then, if you want to squeeze out lemon juice onto fish? If you have fish and you want the lemon juice to make the fish taste good, it would also be mutter. Since you're squeezing it out, not to drink the juice, but you're squeezing it out to put it into an eichel, that's mutter. So the more weiter, Mosiv Romi Bachom, Frek Romi Bachom, Zav Shecholev Esoes. If a Zav, somebody that has Tuma Zav, if he goes to milk the goat, is a Cholev Tomei. You should know the milk that comes out is Tomei. And the Havah Minhag is now, even if you're putting the milk into a Neichel, means you're milking the cow, you're milking the goat, that the food goes straight into a Tavshel, straight into food. Still, it's makabel tumah. Now the kasher is viyam rit mashka boli oichlin oichelu. If you're going to tell me this milk that's being milked into food has a shame oichel on it, avizoy b'mayis kasher. Why do we say when the zav milks it, it's makabel tumah? Why is the milk makabel tumah? Here the case is a zav has tumas masa. Even though it doesn't touch the food itself, abi it's moves because him is masa and hesed. It's here when he's milking the eis, he causes the milk to come out. So that's called the milk is being moved because of him. That's by Tumas Hesed. So in the Chama, he's makabel, he's matamrit. But if you're going to tell me now the milk has a shame oichel on it, oichel is not makabel tum unless first it has a hechsher. First some water had to go on top of the oichel to be machsher the oichel makabel tum. So this milk, when it's coming fresh out of the goat, it will have no hechsher yet. So why did we say if the Zav milks it, the milk becomes tummy? Where was the Hechsher on the milk? Hey, it's Bishleim if the milk is called a Mashke, it's called juice. So the Locher is by Mashke, it doesn't have to have any Hechsher. Mayim, that's good for the Hechsher. If a Zav touches Mashke, it's Mekabel Tumah. But Oichel, that's the Locher. Oichel is only Mekabel Tumah. The person has a Hechsher. First, some water has to go on top of the Oichel. So if you're telling me now when you milk the goat, that the milk goes into food, Mashka bol oichel has a din of an oichel, so it shouldn't be in the kabel tum unless first it was a hechsher. Like where was the hechsher on this milk? And if the gemara, that's a gash ibiyar mit mashka bol oichlin oichel hu b'mayis chasher. How did this milk get its hechsher? And if the gemara could have yechinon, like if yechinon said already, betipa hamachleches al pi hadat, that when you squeeze the others to get the milk out, they're the first tipa of milk that comes out stays on the dodim, stays on the others. And vice versa, that helps the rest of the milk comes out. So that milk, you do not have dash go into the oichel. That first drop of milk, it has to shame mashk on it, because you want it to stay on the others to be able to make it easy for the other milk to come out. So that's called the mashka. So now when the rest of the milk comes out, even though that's called an oichel, because it's going into food, but still it already touched this outside, this first tipa of milk that's on the outer part of the udders. So since it touched that mashka is mashka l'kabotumma. So the marhochi nami, same thing here also. The tipa, this first drop, hamachleches, that's dirty, al pihadad, it stays on the dodim, that stays there, and that mashka, that still retains the shame mashker on it. So that's machsher, the food now, the rest of the milk that comes out from a kabel tumma. So Trashi, hacholif tummy. Trashi shazav metame kol dov v'masa. That's a locha. Anything the zav touches, moves, is tummy. Vreheset takiluach. Here also, the flow of the milk is coming because of the zav. Yeah, and the kasher is now v'loiko maflig bein l'toich ha-kadero bein l'toich ha-kois. There's much, there's no chilek whether you're milking now into a kadero, into food, or into a kois. So the kasher is v'yam rit oichlu. If you can tell me now, mashke, that comes out to be part of an oichl, goes into an oichl. Shrashi, yo ein oichl mekabu tumar shloi v'hechshem. V'hai b'mayat chasher. This milk now, when it comes out of the others, since it's going into food, it has a din oichl on it, how did it get its hechshem? The teretz is kidiyomer Rab Yechonah b'masech the krisus gabi isha shenotav cholam midodehom betipo hamachleches api adad tipo rishoyno, the first tipo that comes out melachleches bo api adad makes the pi, the opening of the odis, smooth bedas, you want it there v'noichal licholav, that makes it easy for the rest of the milk that comes out v'yehi hevi mashke kistam cholam, this first drop that comes out, since it's going to stay on the odis, there you have that, to let it stay to the, there. So that's zikr called the mashke. The loyla oichel boila, you don't need the first drops to go into the oichel. So that first drops have a shame mashke on it. Therefore, that mashke is machsher the rest of the milk when it comes out. It's the rest of the milk when it comes out, vice versa, touches this first tipa. So even though the rest of the milk, since it's going into food, has a shame oichel on it, but since it's touching this first tipa, this first drop of milk that's on the dodim, and that's a machshir, that's a mashke, that could be machshir the rest of them to makabotum. Alright, we'll stop here.